I hope that there are no law enforcement personnel here today, because I'm going to make a confession that when I'm on the interstate, I like to drive 72 miles an hour. I'm still too much of a rule follower to push it any further than that, but I'm always in a hurry and I want to make good time, but I don't want a speeding ticket. And the lore has told me that if you go 72, they probably won't pull you over. This is typical of me to do just what I can get away with in terms of safety and legality. Now, if we look at the speed limit and see it as fixed and inflexible, which I don't care for that look, then we run into problems. During January, when we had ice on the roads, I don't think that we all needed to be going the speed limit because we would have been in a great deal of danger. People driving on snow and ice at the speed limit put themselves and others at risk. In that case, slower is better. On the other hand, I have never seen an ambulance pulled over for speeding. If the law is to protect human life and time is critical, then faster is better. Clearly, sometimes a greater authority comes into our decisions, one which gives us greater flexibility, but much greater responsibility. Jesus speaks of this higher power, this higher standard in today's gospel. These pieces in the gospels are called antitheses, pairs of contrasts designed to point to that higher standard. Each one of the antitheses begins with something like this: you have heard it said, and then another piece of substance, and that piece is followed by, but I say to you. Jesus points in two directions in these antitheses. First, back to Moses and the giving of the law, and then to God and the transcendent law, love of God and neighbor. When Jesus says to us, I know what you've heard before, but now I'm telling you about a new higher standard, I believe that Jesus is telling us to interpret Scripture less literally and more lovingly. And I want to say very clearly that I believe that to interpret Scripture, if you do it responsibly, to interpret Scripture less literally is not a lower standard, it is a higher standard. Scripture is not intended to give a way to resolve every moral dilemma. It is much harder to ask a disciple to seek God's will in the light of both Scripture and God's admonition to love one another. And when there is a conflict in these two approaches, loving is the bottom line. It requires hard work, because we have to make assessments constantly, always bearing in mind that higher authority that we are to love one another. Barbara Brown Taylor once wrote, when the printed word of God and the word incarnate, Jesus, are in conflict, take the word of God incarnate every time. And that, I believe, is what Jesus is telling us in these antitheses. You have heard certain things in the law, but I'm telling you something now that supersedes that law. You have heard it said, but I say to you, Christian morality and Christian life is not as simple as looking something up in a book, or in our day, in Google. It is a matter of measuring everything with an eye toward the ultimate goal of loving God and loving neighbors. Doing the will of God sounds simple, but Jesus is telling us that it can be extremely complicated. The big question, of course, for the Christian is always, what is the will of God right here and right now? How can I obey the greater standard he describes, the greatest commandment of all, to love God and love neighbor. The intentional will of God for human beings starting out probably would have resolved all of these issues before they even got here. God's original will for us was that we would care for one another. But our human choices have frustrated and obstructed that course, and we are so far down that road now that we can't just look something up in a book and see what we're supposed to do. What would God have us do right now, right here in these circumstances? How do we decide when urgency calls for speed, when slippery roads call for caution? Jesus says, "But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire." Now, if it were as simple as looking it up in a book, I would look up that passage and see if it said this thing about saying "you fool" if it means you say it out loud, or you can kind of slide by if you're just thinking it. But this whole set of teachings that Jesus gives us is not a scale of justice that escalates from a local court all the way up to God, but it is a declaration of the absolute will of God to love others above all else. And that is the primacy of our relationships with one another. God's intentional and ultimate will is that the human beings God created would love God and love one another. So the big question, the one Jesus teaches us about today, is how to navigate the challenge of the circumstantial will of God. And Jesus tells us that to interpret Scripture less literally and more lovingly is not a lower standard, it is a higher standard. And it is very hard work. So we read the signs. We use Scripture and the law as a starting place. But we are called by God continually to ask the question, what is the loving course of action now? What meets that higher standard that Jesus gives us in the Gospels? Fast or slow? Rigid or flexible? Old or new? The answer? Whatever it takes to love. Whatever it takes to love. Amen.